This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
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 I'm burning up.
Are you really hot?
I'm really hot. For context, we're in John's room, this tiny room, watching Drag Race. We've had this gorgeous heater on, and I feel sick as a dog.
Take the blanket off.
Oh, okay. I'm cold.
I'm shy.
I'm so glad we're not doing this at my house. Yeah, I really don't want to do another episode in my room.
Really?
I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's mixing business and pleasure.
Yeah. Whereas sleep. Here, there's no pleasure in this room. It's
and
all
And now we're
business.
In your room. I mean, it's not ideal.
No, I don't mind doing it in my room, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to sit at a desk another day, to sit in the office.
We should have a studio.
A studio.
Like back at our old setup at ABC.
Yeah, but it was burnt down.
But it was burnt down.
By Corona.
And Britney Spears. Did you see that video?
That is the news of the year.
Of the week. It's week by week in Corona, it feels.
Yeah, but I think it tops the news for a while.
The whole
I read
year.
It and I was like, well, why isn't this on national news?
Why are we talking about easing restrictions and we could be talking about Britney Spears
burning down
her
gym with candles. So what? I want a little bit of light. I want a bit of mood.
I want it.
So sue me. I'm Britney, bitch.
While she's dancing and spinning. And
it's very Britney Spears hair on fire.
Britney Spears hair on fire.
We called it.
We called it.
Far
for once.
Out.
Jackie Cox hair on fire.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, look, let's get into this stuff.
Okay.
So I've thought of an idea of what could be really funny, and I think this is going to be really good. But right. I also have two interesting questions. What should I start with, questions or the fun sort of game?
I think maybe start fun, right?
Well, the questions are fun.
Okay, well, it sounds like you want to start with the questions.
No, and it sounds like you want to start with the game.
No, let's do it because it's your stuff. Let's go with yours.
Okay, interesting questions. First one. Have you had a spider bite you?
Yes. Next question.
Next question. And that's that on that. Tick a box.
I've had heaps. You?
Not heaps.
No?
I don't.
Nothing deadly?
I'm still alive. I can say that. Yeah, I just have one memory of when I was a kid. I was on a swing or a thing. Like, you know those two little hoops and you can, like, do little... go upside down. It was like a bar, two hoops, make it aerobics vibe. Like, make it...
Two hoops. Like, parallel rings? Like a gymnastics?
Something like that.
Okay, cool.
A little bar. Aussie kids will probably know this.
You sitting
you're a
on
yank.
It?
No, it's like...
Are you holding yourself up?
Holding yourself up with the two little rings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People in Aussie, people who have the... You know that thing? It's like a play equipment all in one thing.
Yeah.
It's metal. You've got the swing. You've got the hoop. Mm-hmm. You've got the little seat that moves. I don't know. Anyways, just one time I was on there and I think I remember there was a little spider egg. You know when you can see a little sack?
Oh, not the egg.
I think I did a little twirl. I didn't see the sack anymore. I'm like, it's in my hair. Scream, 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 scream up the street. That kind of vibe. But I don't really think any spider stories to you.
Was it in there? It wasn't in there.
I, it could have been, but it probably could have fallen out.
That
There's
is
no,
a nightmare.
It is sort of a nightmare.
A spider egg is my nightmare, I think.
Yeah, but nothing happened. Nothing went in my hair or anything. It's actually sort of an uneventful story, but I'm just sort of sharing that's when I was a child, I freaked out about
I'm
that.
I'm just sort of sharing. That's what I do on this show. So if you just sort of take the heat off.
Yeah. Do you have like a really scary spot?
My experience generally with spider bites is that I will really often wake up in the morning and find like that I've been bitten. You know when you find like a big pussy sore on your body and you're like, the only way I could have gotten this is not a mosquito, this is a spider.
A snake.
There's a snake in my room.
Whose room is this?
You wake up, wait a minute. Who's this?
You're kidding. That hasn't happened to me.
What?
Yeah.
That has happened to me a lot.
A lot?
A lot.
Where are they?
In my life.
On your legs.
Legs, arms, elbow.
I think you have
torso.
Bed bugs.
I think often I've had bugs living in my beds. Yeah. Not bed bugs, but I think that there have been more than one periods of my life where consistently I was waking up with spider bites and I thought to myself,
I need to move.
I think there's a spider in my bed. And did I do anything about it? No.
No.
Guess what? I waited it out.
And he left on his own terms.
And he took his leave.
Several times. And I miss him.
And I thought, well, fair enough.
That just made me think about the time, and you've known me during this time, but when I was such a bad girlfriend that I blamed my boyfriend for, I was like, you dirty man, your dirty bed has given me bed bugs. Found out, shingles.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
Who was that with? You don't have to say the name. Okay.
I legally cannot say that. He does not want me to say his name.
Okay.
But yeah, I just will never forget that. That yeah. I was like, this is your fault, you dirty piece of shit. And yeah. then it was like, you're sick.
Yeah.
So thank you for that question. Next one. This one I think is really interesting.
Okay.
Where do you think is the most polite place to vomit on the bus? if you had to.
Where is the most polite place to take a shit defecate. In your mom's kitchen?
You have to. So
the bus, it's got to be, I think that some drivers have a little bin in the front. So if you could say, hey, Mr. Bus Driver, I'm going to vomit.
I'm going to be sick.
I'm sick. Then they'd say, all right, well, let me get you my little bin. Is the most polite.
Yeah. Next, but if it's, what's
is
next?
It a surprise vomit? It's a surprise.
You're sitting at the back of the bus and you have a split second to make a decision.
Yeah.
Where do
it's
you
like,
go?
Oh, it's like when your vision starts blurring out and you get really hot and you're like, ooh. I've had that.
Is it on the seat? Is it on the floor? Is it on the window?
Guess what? I used to be friends with people who would vomit on the bus all the time from being drunk.
I bet.
And they would sit up the back, vomit straight on the ground, and let it roll down. Yeah.
But is that the most polite?
No. That's the most impolite place. That's the rudest
That's
place you could do it.
Just after vomiting on someone.
on the seats.
Yeah.
Spewing on multiple seats.
Projectile
style. I think the most polite place would be either in. Oh, it would be. It would. Oh, I can't decide if it should be either. It should be either the exit in the middle of the bus or the entrance of the bus, because you know how it steps down. At least it's on a lower level, so when the doors open, it can sort of drip out.
Yeah.
Or,
what about an old lady who's got to get on?
I think. Well, there's two doors. So maybe back door is better because
back
then
door.
Disabled people can get on at the front and sit in the disabled section.
Yeah.
So that's
We've
my...
solved it. And we need to put
that's
a sign
my real
on
answer.
All buses.
Please vomit here if you have to. If you have to. Do you know what that makes me think of?
Yeah.
Is those bags that they give people in ambulances have those bags that it's like a round hole and then the bag is like a tube that comes out of it. Have you seen those?
Kind of, yeah.
It's like if someone's vomiting, I would like to be handed a bin with a big ugly plastic bag in it, or like a plastic bag, a Burger King bag.
Yeah.
But those, when you see one of those like round plastic bags, that's like, uh-oh, the cops are here.
Okay. I think I get it.
That reminds me of college. Of just seeing someone with those bags and being like, oh, we've got a narc involved.
Yeah.
You know?
The pigs are here. I think I'm just like, what were we saying? Something about, sometimes if you get given a bin and it's stinky, that really sort of furthers it along.
Yeah.
It really gets it going more.
And is that good or
no,
bad?
No, it's not bad? Great. It's not. I mean, it kind of does the job, but it doesn't feel nice.
Yeah.
They give you a bin of shit and you have to vomit on it.
This is the only place you can vomit. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I would want a clean bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were those good questions? Vomiting. I think that I'm always trying to think of...
Please tell me, as I'm always thinking of interesting things to ask my friend.
Thinking.
What about that, actually?
No one's thinking about that.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I think they were good.
And I also have a game. But should we do that? Should we throw it to you?
Let's throw it to me.
Okay, and then back to
me. I've also got good questions.
Awesome.
Okay, your first question is, what's your favorite time of day?
okay, the night for parties, but but I do like that feeling when you get up in the morning and it's like, damn, I have the whole day. This is foreign to you, ma'am. Who gets up?
My
at
days play
midday.
Out different, okay? But for me, I've married the night, so I'm sort of a night owl.
I mean, this is a hard question, and I could make this funny, but I'm being serious. Yeah. But like, if it's a summer's day, how good is the middle of the whole day? And summer nights are awesome.
Wait, what?
I love
the whole day.
I'm
gonna go with the whole day. Sorry to go serious, but I'm gonna say the whole day.
Please lock in a the whole day. Sorry, Carol, you have not won $1 million.
I know my left one is saying C evening. I'm gonna say A the whole day. Lock it in, Larry.
Are you sure?
Are you sure, Conchetta? We don't think that's a good idea. I'm sure.
I couldn't be more sure.
I've got to say, it's one of those times where I can't think about, you know, what's right, what's wrong. I've got to go with what's in my gut.
My gut.
And that's the whole day. Lock in A for $1 million.
All right. And we were
good night.
Okay, what's yours then?
Well, the night, I guess. For parties.
After six. When I clock off. Or. Because here's the tea, actually. Nights for me, if I stay up, I'm emotional. I'm actually joking. If I stay up late, here's the real truth for my mental health. If I actually stay up late, wake up late, I'm not sleeping enough. My therapist was like, that's bad. Stop it. I think
you stop.
I think it's because for me, it's important. I need to foster a routine for my life.
Yeah.
For my mental health, for my mood.
Yeah.
So actually, if we look at the books, I shouldn't. It shouldn't
be. Scoreboard.
It shouldn't be all night long, actually. No. So it's actually seize the day vibes. Carpe diem.
Yeah.
Which was my year 12 school quote.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was so basic. It was so basic. I was freaking out.
Did you know?
What do you mean? I picked it.
But you knew it was basic, or you were like, I really stand by this.
No, I was like, this is so much pressure. It was the one where you're like, let's just do this.
Yeah.
It was so hard. I could have been funny. I could have made a statement.
Yeah, yeah.
All on red or something. How's that?
You guys like
jazz? And I did that, and I get sad when
you
I
were
look
school
at
captain, and that's I know. What I said. Did, was anyone like great quote?
No one.
No.
They were like seen it. It was bad.
That's the trouble with, we'll just go ahead with this, because it's like, unfortunately, it's actually good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good, yeah. You know?
But what would I make it now? Still, I'd be like, I don't Carpe know, Carpe Diem.
You'd freak out for a week, yeah. Submit it late, and be like, Carpe Diem. And they'd be like,
I'm going to stick with it. And you're like, so, do you want to go with A, Carpe Diem? Yeah, I want to lock it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, lock it in. Are you sure? It sounds like you don't want it. No, no.
Just leave it.
It's fine. You will lose if you choose this. No, no. I'd prefer to lock in A.
I'm really getting a good feeling about it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great question. And your answer is night.
Yeah. Next. Do you think Italian people are going to come out on top?
I'd need to see legal counsel before I answer that. What does that mean?
It can mean whatever you want.
Yes, they always do.
Fair enough.
Everybody doubted us in Corona. They said, you crazy Italians. You're kissing, sucking, making pasta every day of the week. Not and then everyone stayed in the house. They sung a few songs,
mm-hmm.
And things are looking up for Bella our guys.
Noche, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Guess who still has the most beautiful egg pasta in the world? Italia.
Yeah. Okay. And
culture, history. Where's a destination for travel? Italia.
Italia.
So guess what? They did come out on top.
Yeah. Guess what? Everyone's gonna be dying to get there as soon as they can.
Yeah.
If they said I could go to Italy tomorrow for $50 and risk dying, I'd go.
Really?
But I'm only 12. I'm fine. I'm not 60.
Yeah. You'll probably.
I think I'd risk
young
it.
Young people do die, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not great. Well, what are you going to do?
All right, moving on.
That's me on the news. 150,000 dead.
All right. Now here's Sally with fashion. Hey, guys.
Have you tried a pencil skirt? What about a cap? Are you still hot?
I'm so
hot. You wearing something under that?
Yeah.
The heater is off. Maybe take off your jumper.
Okay.
Nothing
you might
wrong
see
with
my
that.
Knockers. It's a white shirt.
Okay. Yeah.
They're sort of hugged in
that's
this
fine.
Shirt.
That's fine.
Okay. It's coming off.
I'm trying to be more comfortable with the human body.
That's good.
I think that's coming.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. Next question. Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Why curly?
Well, because that's what I've been born with.
Defensive. Well, what do you mean?
And what?
You get interviewed like on the news and they're like, so we heard you've got this movie coming out. And what of it?
Fuck this. Where's my agent?
I show up here at 6 a.m. Nobody offers me coffee, a donut, nothing. Now you're asking about a fucking movie?
Fuck a movie. You can Google it, you sons of bitches.
And then what? Sally's going to talk about earrings? I could tell you about earrings. Dangly. Next.
Next. Oh my God. Again, what's this question?
I don't know.
You're
it's
being
for
funny.
Fun.
You're being funny.
For once, I'm trying to be funny.
It is funny, but you're sort of leaving me a rather difficult spot. I'm taking.
I'm gonna
question.
Sell her out. I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do everything I can to throw her under the bus. It's the Amazing Race, and the two of us are paired up.
Okay, how would we go on the Amazing Race?
I
top
think
four. In the what do you think?
Top two. We get split up. They say you can't both win, Astri, one or the other. Pull out your guns.
Imagine that with the intro of us on Amazing Race. I'm gay, I'm Italian. What? So what?
Are we done? Wait, we have to do what?
All right. Are we getting paid?
Do we get a free trip or what?
I kind of would love to do that.
Oh my God, it would be so fun.
It would actually
I think,
be
guess
so fun.
What? I think it would need to be like, as long as we keep a light heart about it, it'll be fun.
But as long as we don't fight, I think it'd be really fun.
As long as we keep it above the waist, you know?
It could get nasty.
It could get nasty. I don't do well in pressure circumstances.
Yeah, it would be crazy.
Yeah, but if it's directed, if they're like, you gotta go here in the mud and kill the pig, I'd be like, all right.
All right.
If we have to.
If we have to. One of my favorite questions of my interesting question series is, if you had to pick, what reality TV show would you be on? Which is it? So I've got MasterChef. Or like, you know, one of those cooking
at home
ones.
Can they be Netflix shows?
No. Free to air.
Okay, never mind.
Let's keep this accessible.
Okay, it's Australian.
No, but let me tell you the ones I always think of.
Can it be a Spanish show that no one's heard of?
No.
Yeah.
Here's what I usually have. Obviously, we could make this modern and make it Netflix only. But I usually have Survivor.
Yeah.
Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. Big Brother. MasterChef. Like one of those cooking ones. My Kitchen Rules. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We need one more.
What about like The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
I guess The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Maybe a house reno show.
Oh, fuck that. You want me to do work? For fun?
Househusbands.com. What is the other main... I think they're kind of the main ones before Netflix, right?
Yeah. It's like
Australian
it's like
Idol,
dating,
American Idol,
cooking. Oh, singing.
Get Talent.
Yeah,
you got
talent.
Bitch,
you got talent or what?
Maybe not those. They're too general.
I don't think the talent ones count.
They don't count.
It's personality.
It's format only, is what I mean.
Yeah.
So
what
that's
about
it.
You?
Survivor. Let's Survivor. Amazing Race. Oh my God, Fear Factor.
Yeah. Can we please keep Bachelor, Bachelorette? Because that would be my choice.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
It's fun. It's the best. Show up hot. You look hot. Mm. Get drunk. Be crazy on camera. Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'd show up and I'd be like, he hates me. I'd be like, it's over. I'd go to everyone. I'd be like, I heard that he thinks you're a bitch.
You'd be awesome at it, actually.
I think so. If
But it's too easy. I'm taking it out. You have to go Amazing Race, Survivor, Big Brother, MasterChef.
Okay. I fucking hate cooking, so MasterChef is out. Survivor's out. I don't want to be dirty in the wild.
I know, that's absolutely crazy.
And then I think even Amazing Race is like a lot of effort. So it's Big Brother for me.
Yeah.
So I can fuck someone.
Yeah, that's
on TV.
True. It's funny to be like, you could either go the easy way or the hard way. But it's like, you got Big Brother or you're going to be like in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, bury me alive and then see if I can get out on live TV. They drown people on Survivor. Yeah. I used to watch it with Matto and it was like, yeah.
But they do get so skinny. Which is not what we're about, but like sometimes.
What about that?
I think it's more than skinny. It's like you get kind of fit.
They're really fit.
Here's the truth. Yeah. If I did that, Survivor, I would be out first week because I am criminally unfit.
Okay, well, here's the thing Survivor. Yeah. But I've actually watched a fair bit of it.
Mm.
There's a few things. There's your social game.
Mm.
There's your physical game, like are you
who can you suck on? Get to the top,
what's your sucking like? And then
I know
maybe that's just it,
that's kind of it,
but it's like here's how it usually plays out is that the really big threats, people who are like massively ripped and stuff,
mm.
like they kind of get out first, like the big crazy that's people who true. Try to make big moves are out first.
Yeah,
and guess what you have is that you have people who are like upper mid tier of like strong, smart,
upper
can do
management.
The puzzles and challenge.
Yeah.
Assistant manager vibes.
Yeah.
And then you have the losers who have good social game and who stick to them like leeches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is where I would sit. Because you just have to be good enough that you can survive the challenges. And then you get back to the camp. And then you go and you say, Conchetta, would you like to get some water with me?
Uh-huh.
And then you say, I heard that Maddie is going to try and eliminate you tonight. So guess what? We're all going to team up on Maddie.
That's
and then
fun.
You go to Maddie and you say, guess what? We're sending Conchetta home.
It's high school vibes.
It's high school vibes.
Yeah. Holy crap.
I think I'd be good at that for
realsies. Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's like my whole life.
Yeah. Maddie said. So true.
Yeah.
Okay, that's that. Again, that's it for my questions.
Okay.
Let's keep going with your funny ha-ha questions.
What are you gonna do when quarantine is over?
Oh my god, bitch. maybe, I mean, what everyone will do, probably like go to a party,
yeah.
get dressed up, tits up.
Oh, that's nice.
Heels on.
Yeah.
You can see me at the quarty for 6 hours. I mean, I don't know what else I'd do different. Probably go to a restaurante, go to Pastizzi.
Yeah.
What else have you not been, go to a library. I miss
really?
Those. Yeah. I read.
Read a book somewhere quiet, I think, would be what I'd do.
What's like a more fun? Oh my god. Do you know the thing I will do the second quarantine is over?
Ice skating?
No.
What?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Brows, eyelashes, nails, toes.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening.
Yeah.
This girl is glowing the and I think that's what every girl senorita will be doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my long nails again. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
I think people come out of quarantine and in general will be like, fuck it. Life's too
fuck
short.
It.
Life's too
I'm
short.
I'm getting the tits. I'm getting the divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely. It's
Botox.
I'm getting the tits vibes.
See me
You're never going to see me again.
I think people disappear. I think people absolutely go off the grid.
I think people will go do whatever they want.
Can I say, finally. The lashes that I got before Quora and then I had to like leave them forever.
Yeah.
They took a full month for all of them to finally fall out. I think you're actually supposed to get them taken off. Mm. And I would sort of pluck them out, like pull them off, like find them in my bed, whatever. They were there like for so long. And they've also, that what they do is they like make your lashes less flick up. Do you know what I mean? Because they're heavy. They're on your lashes.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
And I'm like, fuck it. Let's go. I love them.
Awesome.
I'll have eyelashes forever.
So you're going to do big again or are you going to go the
small
I'm going to
go
ones?
Step down.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's Chet's beauty
Fascinating.
Channel.
Fascinating.
Back to you.
Okay. I'm going to get my tits done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm going to get big naturals put in. Big fake naturals.
Let's do it, Doc.
What am I going to do during quarantine, you ask?
When it's after.
Yeah. I honestly think I'm going to just be a lot more like social, I think. Mm. I think I just spend so much time in fear, make it real, of being like, people hate me, no one wants to see me, everyone wishes I was dead.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be like, hi.
That's so good.
And then if people are like, I hate you, then I'll be like, all right.
You're not my friend.
Fair enough.
See ya.
Okay.
Things might be more social for everyone.
Maybe there'll be a big surge and then everyone will sort of peel back.
Everyone gets sick of everyone again.
Yeah, everyone says calm down.
I do think things just go back to normal, you know?
Yeah. My therapist talks about like the pendulum thing. You swing one way and then you swing totally the other way and then eventually you settle in the middle. Yeah. Yeah.
You'll just be who you are forever. That's the truth.
You'll be who you are forever.
Kate was saying to me, I was talking to Kate being like, well, I think actually Ben asked me this question then I asked, what's the word where you posed it to Kate.
Mm-hmm. I asked her.
So Ben was like, do you think this will make people more like caring, and do you think it's made people more caring and sweet? And guess what my answer was? No. I thought through this crisis the people who are kind keep being kind, or like be kind more, and the people who are assholes, like the ones who just hoard things and they don't speak to you in the street and like won't help an old lady who falls over, whatever, we'll just
kick her when she's down.
Like we'll keep being that through quarantine, and because that's kind of your lens that you look through life, so that's how you'll I just thought, no, I don't think this really actually changes anything. I mean, that seems quite negative, but I actually feel like it's quite pragmatic or like real.
Yeah,
but I would say sometimes you can, like we saw in Drag Race, you can sort of, hearts and minds can change. There might be, I'd say, 10% of people who maybe swing,
yeah,
perhaps maybe become more empathetic, sort of zoom out, get over themselves.
Yeah,
but that's what I would say. What would you say?
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think generally it's like people will sort of stay the same unless they have, like, they feel like they need to change. It's like, you don't see a therapist unless you think that you have a problem.
That's right. You know? To my ex-boyfriend, yes.
To everyone listening, do you have a problem? See a therapist.
Yeah.
If you think you don't, you do.
You have to see it yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I'll change a little. I think I
have. Yeah, no, people change.
But they sort of stay the same.
But also, you're also, yeah, I think that we have to know that must be real. You also who you
that's
are.
That's what we learned in the movie Bridesmaids.
From the song at the end.
No, from the scene where she said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just sort of throwing anything. Oh, yeah, from when she gets the puppies.
From when she gets her tits done.
What is the scene you mean?
There's a scene with her and Lillian where they play tennis and then they're chilling, and then she's like, yeah, I just think it's great how much she's changed. And Kristen Wiig is like, well, I think she sort of stayed the same.
Yeah, that's so true.
That is so funny.
I have another question on this that Ben actually asked me today.
Yeah.
Make it 60 minutes with my boyfriend. We're laying in a park.
I love 60 minutes with your boyfriend. You sit down across the table and you're like, what about this?
How many sexual partners have you had?
Is it clean or what?
He said, what's the percentage you think of good people in the world versus bad? And my fun answer was 60-40. And he was like, whoa, you think
good, like, to bad?
I think good was 60, 40 was bad. And he was like, you think relatively half the people are bad? And then I was like, okay, well, let's define bad. What do you actually
mean? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's a bit of like, obviously a not real question vibe.
I know.
But then I was like, oh, okay, I'll say 70, 30. And then I was like, what were you going to say? And he said 80, 20.
Good. 80% good?
20%. And I just was like, what about like Hitler and people,
murderers and rapists and scary guys,
Harvey Weinstein,
Harvey Lee Oswald,
Harvey Keitel, you know, like,
yeah.
Anyway, so I thought, what would you think?
Mm.
And I would love everyone else, people should answer this.
Yeah. Without thinking about it too much.
Yeah. Just go with your gut. Go with your gut.
I think my traumatized heart and soul thinks like, 2% good, 98% bad.
True.
That's how I act in the world. Yeah, like it's easy for me to walk around and think that everyone wishes each other erased from the earth.
Yeah. So make it like 20% good, 80% bad is what I would bowl that out to. But then
for realsy, if I actually think again, I think it actually is a lot of good people. So maybe like 70-30.
Yeah.
70 good, 30 bad.
Mm-hmm.
To be bad, you've got to be a
real
asshole.
Real bad.
You've got to have gone through some pretty bad shit.
Yeah. But then even again, I obviously know that people are complex and it's not just black and white.
No. I think people are pretty pretty two-dimensional.
Yeah.
I think if someone sort of does something bad once, it means that they're bad forever and everyone in their lives should sort of leave them behind.
Absolutely. Evil villain vibes.
Villain vibes, yeah. Sort of one-dimensional Netflix series vibes.
Totally.
Yeah.
Great. This is fun. It's 60 Minutes with my gay best friend. Is what it is now.
Hi, I'm Conchetta and this is John. He's gay. So what?
Let's leave it. Okay.
And back to you. No, send it back.
Okay, have you got any more questions?
No, that was it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm still burning up.
Oh,
I'm
no.
So
what's happening?
I think it's just being in this room. I think I'll be fine.
I hope so.
I think I run hot, but I usually feel cold.
I run quite hot, although I find that I am usually cold in this room.
Okay.
So all evidence points to the opposite.
That I'm sick.
Imagine.
All right.
I'm sick. I'm John Robles, and I'm sick.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Back to you.
Back to you.
Okay, what about my game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this I think is going to be so fun.
Okay.
You ready? Here's the premise. We have to describe each show that I give in one sentence. For example, Ghost Whisperer, I've got big knockers and I see ghosts.
Perfect.
Do you get it?
Award winning. Oh wait, do I have to guess the show or it's just we just make it up?
Oh, I think we just I could have done that. I could. That's actually interesting. Well, we could do that next week. Well, you have to come in with a one sentence thing and be like, what show is that?
And then we sell it as an app. You hold the phone up to your head and the text, I've got big knockers and I talk to
ghosts. What's her name?
That's
Jamie Lee.
So fun. Not Jamie Lee.
I've got diarrhea.
Lesbian haircut. Big tits. Jamie Lee. Jamie Lee. That's so funny. People answering questions in a game. Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's also good. Celebrities.
Ellie McBeal. Sex on a plane.
This is so good. Nobody's doing this.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna say that's the next one. Celebrities in one sentence. Okay. Ellie McBeal is so funny. I don't even know what that show is about, but I know it. Okay,
I don't
ready?
Know it either. Yeah.
We could maybe you get up a list of shows so we can give each other one each.
Awesome. Okay,
I looked up Hollywood's 100 favorite TV shows.
I'm going to just search best TV shows.
Okay. But I don't want new ones like Ozark that like I haven't seen.
Yeah. I won't say ones that you don't know.
Okay, awesome.
3,000 years. I don't know. Whatever. Okay, yeah.
Okay. I want to give you one already.
You can.
Okay. Here's the first one. Desperate Housewives.
Six hot ladies, not a lot going on.
Faulty Towers.
Am I British? No, I'm angry.
Yeah, this is a hotel and I ain't running it.
Why is there all these cracks into towers?
Guess what's next? Ally McBeal.
My favorite.
I think it's like, I'm a girl and I'm a lawyer. Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much.
It says, oh my God, it is. I'm David E. Kelly's quirky genre-busting series about an adorably abashed young female attorney. Broke all
vibes.
The rules, but ended up a hit.
Me
anyway.
Vibes again.
I'm shy, but I'm a lawyer.
I don't know if I can do it, but I'd like to get a 7-year degree in law.
Okay. Everybody loves Raymond.
Where's my wife?
I'm Italian and my parents live across the road.
I'm Ray Romano.
My wife's a bitch. I got 2 twins. That's all I know.
Was Ray Romano a stand-up?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know if he's in the show.
We should watch his stand-up.
Yeah, we
I bet
should.
It's not good.
I bet it's awesome. Okay, you got...
Yeah, ready? Seinfeld. Yeah.
4 friends and they love to talk about nothing.
And you just sold that to HBO.
What about Battlestar Galactica?
Captain, there's a bitch on the ship. Still British?
That's great. It's still British. Everything. The Brady Bunch.
Mom, I don't want to go to church.
Jan. That's
Jan.
From season 12.
From season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Okay, ready? Mm. Lost.
Where is it?
Wait, where are we?
Doesn't that show have a crazy ending? Like, it's on the moon.
They're all in heaven, but someone's not.
It was a dream.
It
was
a
year 12, and I woke up, it was a dream.
It's my unfinished novel. 7 nights in Sydney. On the 7th night, and I woke up. I was covered in spider bites. You don't want to know. The Sopranos.
We're Italian, and yeah, we're in the mob. And that's it.
It's a serious show about the mob.
Oh, you know this one. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What?
That's okay. That's good. I've never seen it.
It's hard to do shows that you really like.
Yeah.
I don't want to do ill by them, you know?
I know. Law and Order. Someone's been murdered. Who did it?
Look, someone's been murdered. So we're going to sort of go ahead with figuring out what went on.
Okay. I have a good one. Okay. Alias? Jennifer Garner in a wig.
Yeah.
In different wigs.
Yeah, perfect.
Secret agent.
Secret agent wig. Alias. Wait, is that... Are you that same girl?
No. All right.
That's me breaking into Trump Tower. Wait, are you that guy? No. All right.
All right, go on
enough.
Through.
Good night.
Trump can't wait to see you.
Good to see you, Mr. Obama.
That's awesome. Okay. I can't make that joke. What about the Flintstones?
Yabba dabba doo.
It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, but you'll look fondly upon it as an adult.
Sesame Street.
You like puppets?
There's a bird. And he's big.
And he's big. What do you think about that, kids?
What about Married with Children?
I don't actually remember that show.
Yeah, it's an old one.
That's the tagline.
Yep, it's an old one.
Yeah, I think so.
What about Scandal? Do you know that one?
Yes. Oh my God. Shonda Rhimes does it again. Take your wig off. Don't be scared.
Put it back on. Oh no, I got
take that wig off, put it right back on.
Okay, what about The Simpsons?
homie.
It's Family Guy, but yellow.
But yellow.
Okay, this one should be good. Breaking Bad.
Don't do that. No.
Stop it.
Stop it.
It's drugs.
And then he's like, but I need to. My son is, he has that thing.
You know that thing that we talked about. Friends.
Hey, guys. It's so good to see you.
I have a tweet that I think will be bad. Maybe I'll tell you it. It's like, I don't get Friends. Is it a drama? And that's the tweet.
I think you should tweet it.
Is it good?
Is it a drama?
I think it's because I'm like, I've never gotten on board with Friends. I'm like, this isn't funny.
Did you try?
I just sort of watch episodes. The writing and is just so like, to me, it's like a basic Seinfeld. But I'm not saying they're not like lovable, cool characters. Mm. But it just doesn't get me. I don't think maybe
it hits the same anymore. I think that I think just that like comedy has evolved. Mm. So when you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, I understand that this should be funny, but it's not. Because I would watch that shit when I was growing up. When I was in middle school, high school, they would play it in class sometimes, and like it would make me laugh. I'd be hooting and hollering.
Yeah,
and,
that's awesome.
But yeah, now when I watch it, it's like, oh yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Okay. What about Family Guy?
Lucky there's a Family Guy.
Okay, what about House?
Oh, no way. Really? He's sick with that. All right, fair enough.
In my head, he's like, he knows everything, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I knew that. You got cancer? I knew that.
I knew it. There's a knife in your leg? I knew it.
I could have told you that. Oh, these are all old, boring. How I Met Your Mother?
I love Neil Patrick Harris.
Barney. Ooh, The Good Wife.
She's like...
Juliana Margulies.
You get out of here. That's what that show is.
I'm being cheated on by my husband.
But I'm fine with it.
Because I'm a lawyer.
I have to be. Jersey Shore.
We're Italian, but we're poor, I guess. We're not classy. I don't know.
They don't have the pitch together. They're like, honestly, if you pitched it better, we would have gone ahead, but we didn't see it.
What is it? Maybe it's like, we're Italian and we're sluts and yeah, we are it's crazy.
It's like, Gianni, put it back in.
Johnny, put a dummy on it.
No, I'm good. I got it tested last week.
Okay, curb your enthusiasm.
Don't be rude to people like that.
Yeah. All Jewish man does whatever he wants.
Whatever he wants. He'll be problematic. But he's like, what do you mean? Yeah. And it's fine.
Do you know Gilmore Girls?
I know of it. Two Good girls, endless possibilities.
Two girls, one show. Mom and daughter, no fucking.
No fucking allowed. No more blowjobs.
The Golden Girls.
Oh, girls. We're old, but we're still got it.
The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. That's
it. Veep.
It's like, oh, I love that show. It's
what
like,
if a lady was president?
And she is also a bitch. Yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a bitch. We love it. And she's snatched
she's
in that show.
Snatched.
Heels, nails, hair, she's snatched. Yes, mama. Welcome to the United States, mama.
Bitch.
I'm the president, bitch.
Slap my ass.
And let me sign the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, queen. Ooh, what's that one that we love with the girls? Broad City.
You like weed?
You're like girls and weed?
I'm a slut and I'm shy.
Okay, what about Homeland? I know nothing about it, so I want to say it's about the government.
Yeah, it's like don't come into my country with your booze and your hookers.
Ladies. Okay, Downton Abbey.
The tea's cold.
A servant is fucking a rich person.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I think a bit. And they're like, is he gay?
What's Castle?
I don't know.
Mm, Happy Days. It's another old one. Frasier.
I find him annoying.
That's the point. That's the pitch.
Listen, I don't like this guy, but this is the guy we cast.
He's sort of going to be like this for a while.
He's bald. And he's going to marry one of the Real Housewives.
Okay, is it long? Are we sick of it?
I think a bit.
We're done.
It's a bit.
It was pretty fun, though.
I think we really had fun, and I think that will translate to the recording.
To the screen.
To the screen.
Oof, how long has it been?
I think it's been 44 minutes.
That's a bit.
That's pretty good.
You got something left?
What do you think? What are your dreams?
My dreams? Make it funny. The stars. Wrap it up.
Do you know what make it funny is? Do improv. Yeah. Say anything.
Make a character. Britney Spears.
That's the movie. Say anything. Wine.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, look, my dream is just, I think actually a dream I might think is important is traveling.
Yeah.
I think I realize that's important.
To Italy.
Sort of everywhere and anywhere, and maybe even alone.
Yeah,
apparently I think that's something building. That's character building.
Yeah,
go to the Bahamas alone, sip mojitos alone,
get blackout at a bar in Berlin alone with a bunch of 20-year-old backpackers.
A little bit
alone.
Yeah.
I really, yeah, I think I'm gonna go back to partying.
Yeah, that's your dream. Slut it up, stick it in.
Whatever, guys.
I dream of being the president of the United States.
I want to go out more. I want to get...
I want to be fucked in a store.
In a food store. In a supermarket. In a
food court.
In a dirty food court bathroom. I want to
be fucked eating KFC. I miss KFC. Can
me
I say
too,
that? I mean,
me
I, there's nothing stopping
go
me from
drive
getting
through.
It. We should do that ourselves together. Mm,
it's good. I've done it. It's great. You can do it.
Maybe we do it tonight.
Really? I thought you were going to see your boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I am.
Oh, I'd really love to do that.
Okay.
But it doesn't, whatever. We'll
talk
maybe
about
do
it later.
We'll talk about that. That's in our Patreon.
So true. Give us money. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm feeling less hot.
Oh, good.
That's good.
That's good. Great. Well,
okay,
that's
well,
that on
that's
that.
Thanks to everyone for listening.
Thanks for all your... Oh, I do want to say thanks for all your kind messages.
Yeah.
I really do get a lot of kind messages.
That's
and
really
I screenshot
sweet.
Every single one and I save them in an album on my phone called People Love You.
That's very sweet. I also have a folder of nice things, but I haven't... I don't know. Maybe I've put podcast things in there, but it
I
is very
I more put them
sweet.
In if they specifically say something about me.
Yeah.
If they message me and they,
if say,
Conchetta's got the best ass.
I'm like, delete. I don't want to see this.
I say, don't contact me ever again.
No, I have been actually getting lovely messages and it really means a lot. And it's always like, oh, you're listening because you don't get to put a face to the name sort of thing.
Yeah. 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 And as always, word of mouth is like gold.
Word of mouth is
tell
like
your
gold.
Friends. We love you.
Please leave us reviews. Some lovely
yes.
people. If you message us, we're going to message you right back and say thank you so much. But please leave us a review.
Yeah, because it's free.
It's free and it helps us a lot and it makes us feel good and it's ISO vibes, darling. So everyone needs the love.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Love you to death.
Okay, love you. We're going to KFC now.
Okay, bye.
Bye.